This is an Irish Independent podcast.
Hello and welcome to Real Health with me, Carl Henry. Using food as a medicine is a central feature of my next guest's work, and in her new book, The Food Pharmacy, she dives into how food can be utilised in treating common ailments as well as over 100 delicious recipes. I'm delighted to be joined by the author of The Food Pharmacy and pharmacist, Jess Redden. Jess, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks so much for having me on today.
We are delighted to have you on. Author, well done you. It's great. What motivated you to write the book? Why did you think about putting it together?
Well, I think when the opportunity came to write a book, I just jumped at it. And two of my greatest passions in life are food and health. So what motivated me to write the book stemmed from my work in the pharmacy and helping customers with various issues through diet and lifestyle intervention. So I really just wanted to create a simple reference guide to kind of inform and empower people to take control of their health.
And every chapter has a different focus. So let's start maybe with gut health. Really important, really topical. What should readers know in terms of food and gut health?
So I guess your gut microbiome impacts both your physical and your mental health. So what is our microbiome? It's the collection of all the bacteria and the other microorganisms in your gut. So it's important to have a really diverse range of microbes in our gut. And we can achieve this by eating a diverse plant-based diet. So I remember reading about the American Gut Project. So it's the biggest longitudinal study done on gut health. And they found that eating 30 or more plant-based foods per week led to people having a more diverse microbiome. So this is really important because our gut health impacts our immune system, our mental health, autoimmune diseases, sleep and digestion as well.
Of all the health-related topics, have you any kind of pet favourites? I know my own line of work, I love wellness, I love anti-aging. I've kind of certain topics that I just really love. Do you have any of your own that are your particular favourites?
It's a tricky one because I did really enjoy researching everything. And it was hard to get it down to 10 chapters. But I suppose for me, at the time, I felt pregnant writing the book. So I had a huge interest and a personal interest in the pregnancy nutrition. But then my first love was always gut health. So I think that the meat of it for me was in the gut health chapter. I loved that.
And chat us through some of the pregnancy tips then for anyone listening in terms of, you know, food and health.
Yeah, so I guess what I didn't realize at the time, I wasn't monitoring my iron intake. So our blood volume increases. So we need to be mindful of how much iron we're getting as well, because that can lead to fatigue. And I wasn't eating a huge amount of red meat. So I was trying to just include lentils, spinach, tofu, all of those kind of things. Calcium is really important. And also your omega. So for brain and fetal eye development and their heart as well, but also for the fourth trimester, which isn't really talked about. And there's a lot of really interesting research on the benefits of omegas for the fourth trimester as well for the mum.
Chat to me about the importance of cooking your own food and, you know, getting ingredients, getting the shopping done, cooking from scratch. Just how important is that?
I think it's really important because you have your own control over the ingredients. I think if you're just kind of buying ready-made meals, a lot of the times you can't even pronounce some of the ingredients in it. So we have to be so mindful of what we're putting into our body, because I know myself, when you're really short on time, I prefer to make something homemade that's just simple, quick and fast. And easy.
And of course, now it's an incredibly challenging time. Congratulations. You have a new baba in the house.
Thank you.
You can really get a sense of people, of parents around the country and why they struggle with health when it comes to food and when it comes to cooking, because it is such a challenging time from an energy perspective, from a lack of sleep perspective, particularly first time parents, when it's such a shock to the system.
Yeah, I think for me, like when Rob comes in from work, my kind of therapy is cooking. So, you know, I go out for my walk, I get my dinner ingredients, I know what I'm going to cook. And then he comes in, he takes the baby. And for me, that's just therapy. I just love cooking. And it's something that I try to do nearly every day. Nearly every day, but not every day.
Tell us about some of your favorites then, in terms of the recipes from the book.
So I've always been a huge breakfast fan. So one of my favorites is, again, super simple, but caramelized banana porridge. It's in the immune health chapter. So like oats are great because they're a source of fiber and they also contain your beta glucan. So that helps to stimulate the immune system as well. And then banana, I just love with like different nut butters and toppings. So you can personalize it as well.
Lovely. Oh, that makes me hungry from the sound of it. That sounds lovely. And in terms of the trend towards supplements and vitamins and things like that, what's your take on that?
I think with the advent of social media, supplements have become even more popular. But it's so important to remember that there's no kind of one size fits all when it comes to supplements. But there's definitely a role for certain vitamins and supplements. So in this country, vitamin D. Obviously, supplementation with vitamin D is really important because the main way we obtain our vitamin D is through sun exposure. And we all know we're not getting enough of that here. And so that's always one I would advocate for. And then folic acid. So for all women of childbearing age, whether or not they're planning on getting pregnant, the HSE recommend taking folic acid 400 micrograms a day. And the list goes on. So, you know, vegans, vegetarians, they may need a B12 supplement. But I guess what doesn't work is buying a supplement from an influencer who claims that they've lost all of their belly fat from this amazing deep bloating tablet. And you've bought it on a swipe up link. Like, that just boils my blood. And I'm seeing it more and more.
On social media, then, you've built a big platform and profile yourself. Do you find that difficult to deal with?
I think now I do. Like, I post when I want to post. And I definitely, at one point in my life, found that it was the be all and end all. Whereas now, especially once you have a child, you realize what's important. I think it's great that I can come on there and I can share some advice. But if I, you know, miss a day, a couple of days, the world isn't going to end. And so it's a lovely little kind of, you know, side hobby that I have. And I can't remember someone asked me before, do you hate being called an influencer? But, you know, an influencer is whatever you make it to be. I think it's great to have a social platform and to be able to share kind of knowledge and information to help people.
Final question for you. Key takeaways from the chat that you'd like people who are listening in to take away from it. What are your top three things?
It's best to be informed, you know, gather your information. And when it comes to diet and lifestyle, they're the most important things. So that would probably be a big takeaway of mine. I think a lot of people jump to supplements or quick fixes, but just strip it all back and stick to the basics. So diet and lifestyle always have to come first. And then thirdly, take a holistic approach to health. So it's not all about physical health. You know, your mental health is just as important as your physical health. So take some time to do something that you enjoy and without feeling guilty for it.
Jess, fantastic. Remind us again of the name of the book.
It's The Food Pharmacy.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. And thank you for taking time out of a very busy schedule to jump on the interview. Folks, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode of Real Health with me, Carl Henry. As ever, you know where we are, at Carl Henry PT on Instagram, therealhealth@independent.ie. And we'll see you next week for more Real Health. Slán go fóill.